Okay, Chavis, so we're on top of page Tav Kuf Nun Tes, which on the sheet is numbered 2. The page number is Tav Kuf Nun Tes on top. The question that's very important in this sugya of Bitochen and Hishtadlus that we're learning from the Chalban, this maimer from the Chalban for the last couple of months, the question is being Samach al Hanes. In other words, to what degree can a person go? How far can one go relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though B'dach HaTeva, it would seem that more Hishtadlus is being called for. So this person would like to spend less time at work and more time in the Beis Medrash. Sounds nice?
Right.
Okay. Less time at work, more time in the Beis Medrash. Less time on the iPhone, the smartphone. I don't know. Every week has a different title. I don't know what's this week. Less time on that, more time with the kids, more time with helping other Jews, and so on and so forth. On the other hand, the Baal HaSeichel in his life, the rational people in his life are telling him, look, it's not going to work out. This doesn't work out. It doesn't add up. The hours that you're putting in at work, you can't cover our expenses. It's not going to work. So it's a very big question. Generally, we're all familiar with the klal. You know, there's certain chazals that Jews know, and certain psukim they know. It could be pretty much on two sides of one page. That, like, everybody knows certain things that you have to take out at the right time when someone starts to get too religious on you. One of them is ain't samach al hanes. Ain't samach al hanes. You can't rely on miracles. So Chazal do say that ain't samach al hanes. But as it often is with Chazal, if you only know that one sentence and you know it out of context and you don't learn it in context, so then you don't really get the full picture, not even a tiny part of the picture. And what we're learning is that Ein Samcha al Hanes is a klal regarding the individual. So that's where we ended with last week. Regarding the individual in general, a regular person, not talking about a tzaddik, a kaddish, a regular person, Ein Samcha al Hanes. And therefore we're going to see, in a few minutes, that there's certain precautions, normal, healthy, natural precautions that a person takes, like the Gemara says, we'll see soon. You know, if there's a wall that looks like it might collapse any day, you don't walk past such a wall. You put yellow tape around it and you avoid it. What are your schusim that it shouldn't fall on you? And if it looks like that's going to be happening, in B'dach HaTeva, this wall is not sustainable, so you don't walk there. And if you do, then you're in violation of this principle of Ein Samcha al Hanes. And who made you such a knacker that you're walking over there? Ein Samcha al Hanes. If there's, God forbid, a medical issue, and you decided that you're not going to the doctor, you know, B'dach HaTeva, all signs are indicating that you need to address this issue medically, and suddenly you say that you're a big Baal Bitochen, although there are many other things in your life that don't demonstrate that you're such a Baal Bitochen, don't prove that you're such a Baal Bitochen, but now this Indian, you don't want to go to the doctor, so then your loved ones have every right to say, and they should say, Ein Samcha al Hanes. Hashem said, for Appa Yerappe, that he gave his sister doctors to deal with these matters, and you should go to the doctor. Ein Samcha al Hanes. However, when we're dealing with Klal Yisrael, the whole existence of Klal Yisrael is a nes. Like Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur on Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that the fact that the Jewish people exist is an infinitely greater nes than Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yam Suf. Our very existence is miraculous. There's something different about Am Yisrael, that the general principle of Ein Samcha al Hanes doesn't apply to the nation. We're always relying on miracles. A. B. There are individuals, there are great people, who live their lives in a completely unselfish way. their entire existence is devoted to the tzibur, to the shul, to the community, to the nation. As a result of that, these individuals have been upgraded. Well, they're no longer called yechidim, individuals. They're not just private citizens, but they're klal yisrael, they can mention. They're am yisrael, amcha. They carry upon themselves a sense of responsibility for the nation, and as a result of that, they're able to be upgraded and to be removed from the lower status of a simple individual Jew who cannot rely on a miracle to a klal yisrael dika status, am yisrael status, where there are all kinds of strange, interesting hasgacha protis and miracles, nisim neflos. This person is surrounded by nisim neflos. Tzadik goyzer, tzadik can make all kinds of decrees because Baruch Hu's makayim. He can tear up all kinds of decrees because he lives for the Shechina Hakadosh. He lives for Knesset Yisrael. He lives for Am Yisrael. He doesn't live for himself. And because of that, he's tapping into something much bigger than himself. And once he does that, and he becomes an Am Yisrael Dikemensh, so then he has certain rights and privileges. And one of the rights and privileges that such a person has is to be able to even daven for Nisan and to see miracles take place. That's why, as I mentioned at the end last week, the Musa Sfarim tell us that especially Elul, Tishrei, it's very powerful for a person, even for that time, to get more involved in the tzibur. It's interesting. Dafka, when you would think that it would be best to withdraw from the public domain and to go in a little cave in a little corner and to say tilim and to cry over your averus. In the Svarim we see that dafke during that time the mahalach is besoch ami anochi yoshevus, besoch ami is to be of greater use to the tzibur, to be of greater use to the Jewish people, not being so focused just on yourself and even your avodah. Like we saw last week, that there's such a thing as a person who might not be a lamdan at all, he doesn't know how to learn much, he's a simple Jew, but his entire life is for other Jews. He has more of a connection to this level of hashgacha pratis, to this level of nais, than someone that could be a fancy lamdan who says all kinds of fancy svaras, but he doesn't interact with people, doesn't even teach other Jews, he sits by himself. So even though that's also great, I'm not saying it's not great, but there's a difference. So on the top of page Tav Kuf Nun Tes, no, we didn't stop in the middle of a sentence, I guess. So, okay, very bad. He was saying a little bit something that was, I thought, I mentioned last week. I thought it was a little bit, I mean, in all due respect, it's a little bit of a little bit overly optimistic, perhaps, when he described the majority of the tzibur that in our generation, the Baruch Hashem, there's a strong tshuva movement, and therefore he says that maybe the majority of the tzibur, maybe on his block, I don't know, in Eretz Yisrael, although I was on his block in Eretz Yisrael, it didn't look like that over there either, but that people are coming back, and there's tremendous schus that takes us back in our memory to the days of Shushan and Purim, where even though as far as their spiritual level is concerned, we saw that as individuals they were not worthy of miracle of the Nes of Purim. Nevertheless, as far as Am Yisrael is concerned, and what took place, there was Lech Knais is called Yudim, that Am Yisrael came together. And that Am Yisrael was able to present themselves before Kadosh Baruch Hu as a single entity of Knesset Yisrael. As the Jewish people, we don't have to worry about our enemies. When we're together in that way, when we're not broken into a million pieces, each piece on its own is in great danger. But when the pieces come together, we're invincible. That's what happened in Shushan Habira, and the Chalban writes how something of that along those lines is taking place in our days. So, on the top of Kuf Nun Tes, ומגמזו הלכז ומסחזקז ברוך השם והנה ראינו השם יזברך יש גודל אהבוסו אלינו. We see Hashem's great love for us as a people. Shehifli chasodav imanu lahakimenu mechurban ve'efer. We see what happened after the Holocaust, that once that finished and we were taken through what we needed to be taken through, that there are very, very, very remarkable miracles that have happened to us over these years since the Holocaust, of how we were able to rise up from the ashes. La'aloseinu l'eretz machmad einenu, and that we were able to return to our land. Gan Hashem, the garden of Hashem, Netesh Hashulam, the garden of delight, of V'etzilonu matzilenu b'kol oyveinu. And as a people we see miracles, how we've been saved time and time and time from our enemies, and so it's what we see, what we don't see, how all of these things are going on, that all of our enemies around us are trying to destroy us. We have every reason to strengthen our bitachon in Hashem, to see that there's something remarkable that's going on with Am Yisrael as a nation, and we could trust in Hashem as a nation. As individuals, we have to be very careful. Not that we don't trust in Hashem as individuals. We'll talk about that, of course, in a little while. But as far as relying on miracles are concerned, as individuals. An individual doesn't necessarily, unless he's a big tzaddik, the type that we were talking about before. We'll see about more a little bit in a minute in front of Cook. But as a nation, as a people, the losim Hashem bitchoneinu, we have to, as a tzibur, as a community, as a people, to trust in Hashem. Ve'el Yeshua soy letzapos, and to await the Yeshua. And to strengthen ourselves with courage to do the will of Hashem, and not to be afraid not what the Goyim think of us, what the world thinks of us. And not to make a cheshbon of how could we, such a tiny minority, how could we speak out against world opinion. I just saw yesterday somebody gave me an article how, you know, the peace talks, the whole thing is peace talks. The peace talks ended now. Just a small technicality that Hamas and Abbas made a bris. Nothing major. And so Netanyahu, of course, rightly said, that's it, Gemara, the talks are done. America's masking the Hamas are a bunch of terrorists. Officially, they're considered to be terrorists. And yet, what all the studies, the polls are showing now is that Israel is being blamed for the stop of the talks. Why? Always the same thing. The settlements. Israel is being blamed for the settlements. In other words, so here you have that the guy that's supposed to represent the future the Palestinian people on this Palestinian state that's going to be wonderful, it's going to be developed. And they're going to, the peace-loving people, and they're going to build up the whole, it's going to be on high. They're never going to shoot rubber bands at Jews. It's going to be so good. So the one who is in charge, Abbas, makes a bris with Hamas, which is, all of the civilized countries of the world, Lois Mandapolik, that these are a bunch of terrorists, a bunch of thugs. And the main impediment to peace, is not Hamas, Abbas. The main impediment to peace is that they made a couple of more apartments for some Misnachlim. That's the main impediment to peace. They built some apartments. Now, I'm not saying what the Arabs. You know the Arabs say this. So this is what America. This is what's being said in the State Department. This is what's being said in the halls of the Capitol, of the Senate, and so on. It's America's fault. He tried so hard, Gary. He tried so hard. And this is Israel's fault. So the Yam Biad Miatim Biad Rabim Biad Maatim. Chanukah was Rabim Biad Miatim, and now it's the same thing. It was as long as we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a nation, we don't care what the majority says. Our problem has always been that we care about what the majority of the world says. That's always led us in the wrong way. Whenever we stop caring what the world says and we do what we need to do, then bilchu b'Hashem adayad, and it gets done. Whenever we're worried about the statistics, they're rabim and they're ma'atim, and we're just ma'atim. How can we possibly contend with the rabim? So then we get into trouble, because then we're locking into teva. we're lacking into nature, and we are going away from Bitochen, we're going away from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ela could be me Matisyo. Shakar v'kol gadol mila shamelai. Which Matisyo said. What did Matisyo? He had his family, he had his sons. It was a small group of Jews, and Matisyo began a merit against the powerful kingdom of the Assyrians, the Greeks. Mila shamelai. Whoever believes in Hashem, whoever still believes in Hashem, come to me. It's actually a little bit Mordechai Yehudi said in Shushan. Lech knaises kol Yehudim. That always works when we can get together as a people, as a nation. It would be important, but I can't right now, to comment on what happened with the Holocaust. But what happened, where was the Mila Hashem Eli, and I don't know, as the years go by, the way that I looked at it once, and the way I look at it now, but anyway, I don't want to talk about that now. But if a tzibur of Am Yisrael as a nation, if Am Yisrael as a nation turns away from the numbers, from the statistics, from public opinion, from the world, and says that we have to do what we have to do, and we have to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and do the Ratzon Hashem, and to do the Ratzon Hashem, so then we're invincible. Not to get lost in human cheshbonos. Vehibit al roim shmaya, to look only to the heights of shemayim. Lahavin v'ladas as goydla ukedushoso shel am Hashem, to believe in and to know the greatness, the kedusha of am Hashem. The koychay hanifla v'ha'adir v'kodesh, and the unbelievable koych. An unbelievable koych that we have. Shalom the bas einus shel Hashem is brought, that Am Yisrael lives in the pupil of Hashem's eye. We're the center of Hashem's universe, Am Yisrael. We don't look at ourselves that way. And because we don't look at ourselves that way, so we grovel to the goyim, and we go krechzing, we look at statistics and numbers, and this can be, this can't be, according to this study, it can't be. There's no study in the world that would ever have come to the conclusion that we would be alive now. Nobody could ever have made such a study. Any study that had ever been made. I'm not talking about 1,000 years ago. I'm talking about 50, 60, 70 years ago. And if you read things that were written by, even by from people in the 50s and the early 60s, there was no possible way in their eyes that Yiddishkeit would have a kiyum. That Yiddishkeit in America would be able to continue. That there would be yeshivas that would be kiyum to Yiddishkeit. You can't harm the pupil of Hashem's eye, that which stands at the center of His universe. In Cain, Zeo Yisod Godel. What we're learning is a tremendous Yisod. Sheklal Am Yisrael Yecholim Utsvichim Lismach Alaneis. That Am Yisrael not only can but must support, must rely on miracles. Must depend on the miraculous, and not to be chayshesh at all to the chesbonos of human beings. Again, that has to be done. That has to be done with great tzaddikim. People still have different opinions. Lora zois noven sheikar koach hanes. Mushrosh b'klal Yisrael. The koach of Neis is rooted in that miraculous entity that's called Klal Yisrael. V'af hanisim shezoich aleim odom yachid. And even if it happens that an individual person is zoich to have a Neis, something miraculous happens to that individual. Hey mikoach ha'yoseh ben Yisrael. It's not because of who he is. It's because who he is. It's because he's a member of Klal Yisrael. It's because he's part of Klal Yisrael. Vayinu b'chinas Klal Yisrael shemafiyabo. And therefore, to what degree can an individual expect miracles to happen in his life? Only to that degree that he is connected to Klal Yisrael. Only to that degree that he is connected, that he sees his existence as inseparable from that of Klal Yisrael. Vini kechol she'odem yechaber atzmo v'chayev al Klal Yisrael. The Chalban says, the more a person attaches himself and his life al Klal Yisrael, kein yuaru chayev yoyse b'nisim flows, the more his life becomes illuminated, the more the light of miracles enters into his existence, into his life. V'hainu shekechol shehu klal yoyse, the more klali the person is, the more of an Am Yisrael the Gemenshi is, the less he is hiding in his own corner, and the more he is together with Klal Yisrael in every way. So he taps in to that hashgacha of Klal Yisrael. So higher hashgacha. Hashgacha she'enu belus l'darchei hatov. The hashgacha of Am Yisrael is not limited to darchei hatov. Generally, Hashem directs the world as much as possible in the way of tava, of nature, and free choice, schavanus, and so on. That's generally the hanhag of this world. But when it comes to Am Yisrael, there's a different hanhaga. It's the hanhaga of Neis, or what's called in the Sfarim hanhaga of Yediyah, of Hashem's knowing, of Hashem's knowledge, of the way Hashem wants it to be. It's something different. It's something higher. An individual can connect to that. Elamorfiya benisim v'neflos. Therefore, if you think about some people that you know, and I mentioned this a few weeks ago, if you think about people that you know who might not necessarily be the greatest mechanchim as parents, they might not be the best at raising their kids, they might be even caught up in a lot of things that take them away from home, but I know that I have seen over the years that even such Jews who might be what's called nowadays clueless when it comes to chinuch of their kids, but Jews like that who are given over to Klal Yisrael, who give themselves over their money and time and they're just amcha people, that there's a special hashgacha that I see that their children turn out to be beautiful children, that their children turn out in a good way. You can find others who are like the biggest bekim in every single chinuch book and every chinuch tape and CD that has come out in the last 30 years, and they never say anything harsher to their child than sheikhala, sweetheart, what can I do for you, and everything is done in the most beautiful way, al pi Torah, and so on. And nowadays nobody is 100% certain what's going to be with the kids. There's some crazy stuff going on. But I'm not saying I've seen this one time. I've seen this very often, that the children are good children. From the there's a certain hashgacha that Klal Yisrael Jews, again, there are exceptions. There's a different cheshbon Hashem has. But for the most part, it seems to me, just with the limited thing that, you know, I've seen, that there's a certain hanhaga that Hashem has with these Jews that give themselves completely over. I'm not saying because they're on some $1 million salary from some foundation. That's something else. I'm talking about people who volunteer their time. I'm always in this boat. I had like the a lot of times I have to deal with situations where somebody from the shul has a taina against, you know, somebody from the non-hull of the shul. He's not happy, like, how come the guy didn't get back to him? It's already 2 hours or something, or 2 days. The guy didn't get back to him. The president of the shul or somebody, or the gabbai didn't get back to him. And, you know, he sat in his seat for Rosh Hashanah, and now they sent him another seat for Rosh Hashanah. He's not happy with his seat. He likes to have in the smoking section or something. And he's not happy with his seat in Rosh Hashanah, and how could they do that to him? And he tried calling them, and he hasn't heard back from everybody. It's already a day, it's whatever. So I like to preface my response to that by I like to say something along these lines. You're right. You deserve a call back, and Hashem, you'll get a call back, and I'll try to see what I can do to make it happen faster. But I just want you to remember that all of these people that you're upset with, they don't get a penny for doing this stuff. Not only do they not get a penny, as you know, that anybody that's Isaac B'Tzarchi Tzibur, the payment that they get is usually what? Grief, scorn, derision, hatred, v'chula v'chula. So I said that just keep things in context. That you're waiting for them to get back. Just the guy has a job. He works to make a living. He's got a family. He's doing this. This is all extra. We have no office now. There's no secretaries. There's no anything like that. This guy's doing it a taiva. I saw somebody once who had a taina. He had a taina against us. You know that the chair, that something in this chair was loose. So I said two things. I said, you know how to use a screwdriver? She said, why don't you go home and get a screwdriver? He was waiting, like, how come they don't send the fix-it guy to tighten his seat? I said, why don't you get a screwdriver and do that? He said, the people are going to help you. I said, this is all like people are volunteering. They're just they're taking their time. You know, that he's listening right now on the tape probably. But he went and was fixing all the chairs in the shul, the broken chairs. So what do you think, that he gets paid for that? He gets paid the way that we spoke about a minute ago. I don't like my chair. How come you tighten this chair better than my chair? That's how he gets paid. That tzibur, they're Jews, that they give themselves over. He's one of the best examples I know in the world. That the whole Metzius is for the Jews. They live for Am Yisrael. It's a small thing. Mamash, to live for Am Yisrael. And to take, and we're not, you know, an Amksha Yairif, these people, you know, they don't get the recognition. Forget about recognition. It comes out the other way. And even though people close their eyes and they say, so Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishalom Shechem is, I'm not giving him anything. I'm not saying a nice word to him. I'm not going to give him anything. I'm going to give him aggravation. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishalom Shechem. May Hashem reward all those nice people. With people that do that, there's a year that's sitting in this room this year that we had an issue in the shul, that was like an emergency, it was falling apart, and say, he named me. I'm here, I'll help, I'll take care of it. It's a different way of looking at life, looking at the world. So these people that have protection, I guess that's the best way of putting it. They have protection. They're part of that. That's not why they're doing it. They're doing L'shem Shemayim. But they're part of that Metzius that's higher than the world. They're part of that Metzius that's called Nes, that's called Am Yisrael, that's called Knesset Yisrael, that's at the center of Hashem's eye, it's the center of His heart, and you get special privileges. It's that simple. You get special privileges. There's a special shmir for your children. God watches out special for them. They get special. Yeah, special privileges. Like, you know, you like it when... All right, when I went someplace... a couple months ago, we get to the security, and the guy looks at my ticket, says, "Okay, you're okay." I says, "What do you mean?" He says, "No, you don't have to take off your shoes." I thought that was pretty good. You know, when you're in that line and you have to take off your shoes, that's pretty, you feel good, right? I don't take off my shoes. I don't know, he trusts me. I don't take off my shoes. My belt. Which I always hate with the belt, because then everything's supposed to fall apart, and the tiles coffin come in, and it's the whole thing. He looks at my wife's ticket, and he says, "I take off your shoes." So I said, "I'll switch to my wife, I'll take off my shoes, let her keep her shoes on." He says, no, your ticket has some kind of thing on it. I don't know why. My son took care of both tickets. My thing parted me up from the shoes, I don't know. And my wife wasn't parted. And they didn't let me switch. He says, no. You're a potter from taking off your shoes. I asked him what you paid. I don't know what happened. Why he got... He doesn't know why that happened. He tried to... He applied. I don't know how that works. He got points. I'm not sure what it was. But, like, why do you get to be potter from taking shoes?
I don't think they just kick out numbers.
Oh, it's not... You mean the person who orders the ticket can't be kaveh then?
Yeah, completely random.
Oh, it's just a random thing. So I didn't understand, like, why they come out. We went as a husband and wife, so why they... So they just do that like randomly. So even if the guy's going with a kafir,
yeah, he can go through the old lady again.
It's interesting. And another. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu has, in other words, if you're Klal Yisrael de Geyid, if you're Klal Yisrael de Geyid, then your thing is stamp. You have a special stamp. So wherever you go, you have that stamp. Oh, you go ahead. It's a stamp. You're one of the inner circle. he gets stamped. It's an amazing thing. But that's exactly what the Swan tells us. It's a very big yisod. He says, the more of a kloli is the good person you are. King Yeshua Yosef is going for Klal Am Yisrael is going for Shemu Gvel Sadachat Teva. And if you've been Nisim in the flow, Masha Ein Kemisha Shakua Beprati Yisrael, a person who's a good person, but he's Shakua, he's completely immersed in his own life, Beprati Yisrael in his own Dalad Amis. Shemotzi Hu Belubushim Shalat Teva. His life doesn't have that stamp, and his passport says on it Hanhagas Teva Teva. His passport says this guy's got to go through. He has to go through the whole custom, the whole security. Teva, let's go through Teva. L'chein anes mitzatzen by pachas. Therefore, nisim in this person's life are much. They're going to be much less nisim. They can't be, but the nisim or the obvious hashgacha is much less. It's an interesting thing. I just thought of this. You know, it's famous that the Biskarov used to say that even though we're living in tremendous hastapanim, when it comes to shaduchim. That Indian of Shaduchim, even though it's test upon it, but in the Indian of Shaduchim you see much more of a Shaduchim product. It's famous thing Biskarov said. Like, you know, how the Shaduch was made. It comes out that there, of all things in the world, by Shaduchim, there the Shaduchim product is not as covered, it's not as concealed as it is with Teva, with everything else in our lives. So I was just thinking, based upon what the Chabad is teaching, what we're learning now is that maybe the reason for that is that you're moving from being an individual and you're entering into this world of a tzibur, of a marriage. In that way. In other words, part of the problem that we have, especially as yeshiva bachurim, is that we're very, very wrapped up in ourselves. Which is the main reason why so many marriages are not working out. It's very hard to let go of that mentality of b'shvili nivra ha'olam, the world exists for me. It's very hard to let go of that. Marriage means the effort to let go of that, of the self, and to move beyond that Dalet Amis. So therefore, maybe that's that whole thing of leaving the smallness of my own personal life and daring to go forward with the hope of having a family beyond myself. Like, I've spoken to people, Jews, who have said to me, what about, how's it going with anything with getting married? The guys are already a little bit further ahead in the years, and he seems to be an eligible guy, and he's still, you know, just not, it's not happening. So I've heard Lashon is like, I'm enjoying myself too much. Like, it's good, life is good, right? What do I need it for? I go where I want to go, I do what I want to do, I don't have anybody standing over me, where am I, what am I doing, what... anybody looking at my iPad, you know, there's a machai. Have a good life. Okay. So what do I need to mess with my good life? Things are good. So it's a big rachmanis. The person says that, and I always daven that. I hope the person's just saying that because they're lonely and they don't know how to. They're just saying it as a terrorist, not because they really feel that way. Like, life is. In other words, I'm happy with my. My Dalet Amis. I don't want to go beyond my Dalet Amis. I don't need anybody. I don't want to. The whole thing of being married is that it takes you away from being a yachid and makes you into a person that's sensitive to somebody else. And from there you can grow and have more of a sensitivity to the entire people. Look, we don't know much about Rabbi Akiva. There's a Torah that I gave over on Shabbos HaGadol around, it must be 18 years ago. That it's a Torah from Rav Kook on Shir HaShirim. That Rav Kook speaks about the person who has his own shir, his own individual song, and then there are others whose song is not just their own song, it's the song of Shir HaShir, of the Jewish people. When we look at the story of Rabbi Akiva, the life of Rabbi Akiva, one is that Rabbi Akiva, in the early part of his life, he was Namaris, and it seemed that he was stuck in a very small world of being that Amharis of a shepherd. The beginning of his journey to becoming Rabbi Akiva was with Rachel Oskalbasur, with his wife. And this same Rabbi Akiva, remembers the one who we just learned just in the parasha 2 weeks ago, was Gehaft L'Racha Kamaicha. Rabbi Akiva says, Zek Klal Gadol B'Torah. Right? That's the Klal Gadol B'Torah. that somehow Rabbi Akiva was able to emerge from the loneliness and the seclusion of a shepherd, which is like all by himself, and he was able to cross over into that world of marriage, Rachel, and v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha, to have a reyecha, and from there he became Rabbi Akiva, whose entire message in this world was v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. Tragically, he had 24,000 students. Despite their exalted level, something was wrong in that inyan of Am Yisrael as far as the students were concerned. Something, again, I don't pretend to understand that, but something went wrong, and they were not able to be mechabed one the other and to see the entirety of the student body of Rabbi Akiva's Beis HaMedrash as in that way of the way Rabbi Akiva did. But Rabbi Akiva went on to become the Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi of all Klal Yisrael. It was a kula aliba the Rabbi Akiva, the whole Torah is Rabbi Akiva. Until eventually, he wasn't afraid of anybody, because remember, Rabbi Akiva was a Klal Yisrael, the biggest Klal Yisrael person in the world, and he wasn't afraid of anybody, and he went with Bar Kokhba, and he supported Bar Kokhba in the rebellion against Rome. So that shepherd, that lonely shepherd, was by himself, and had no shaychus to anything, from marriage, to v'ahavta kamecha, 24,000 students, Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, leading the Jewish people to fight a war against the Romans, and ultimately to give up his life, Al Kiddush Hashem. That progression from the self to the nation, I don't think you see it anywhere as dramatically as in the life of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, it's unbelievable. That shift over to from the individual to Am Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva. To be kept yamasik such a thing, 24,000 talmidim. To masik things. That's somebody. It's a life. It's a different sugya. Such a person. It's a different sugya. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand how come Rabbi Akiva wasn't, when he saw a vision of the future, the Gemara says that Menachem saw a vision of the future, and he was shown Rabbi Akiva's greatness, and the next thing he was shown is that they're selling Rabbi Akiva's flesh in the marketplace, the Romans, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand why. Stop it! Nobody deserves such treatment. But why wouldn't Rabbi Akiva be zeicher for an ace? So Hashem told him, "Stay, kachal machshavah. You can't ask. Don't ask any more questions. It's not the whole universe is going to fall apart if you keep on pushing." Because the emes is that Rabbi Akiva was worthy of an ace. I remember years ago, over 20 years ago. So there was this big tzedekus, and it was very close to my wife and myself. She was a student of ours, and she spent a lot of time in our home. And she came out with a terrible liver cancer. And this was a girl that had made revolutionary changes in her community. The other girls with the tzmias and other things, Taras Mishpach. She was an unbelievable person. She was a big tzedekus. I myself saw tzedekim asking her for brachas. Hi, Kadeka. She was a big tzedekus. And kol midah nechayna. She was a tzedekus, and my children were very close to her, and the doctors already they didn't see any Pesach. So her husband and I was very involved now, going around to all different things to speak alternative medicine and all things. And they went to Eretz Yisrael to see different tzaddikim, and I remember who they went to, and each one in his own way tried to give chizuk. Everything will be good, and try to give chizuk to put it in that place of positive. When they went to the Am Shnaver, locals on the Am Shnaver. Have any of you been to the Am Shnaver? He's not from this generation. He's from something a long time ago. So when they went to the Am Shnaver, the Am Shnaver heard about her from her husband about her life and what she's done and so on. And the Am Shnaver was the only one. He stood up and he was walking back and forth, and then he put his face against the wall and he was crying, and he got very scared, and he came back and he said that you need a miracle. There's nothing here b'dach ha'tavah for you to live. You need a miracle. But he said, but you're worthy of a miracle. I understand that you're worthy of a miracle, because what she was doing for other people. Not that you're worthy of a miracle because you yourself decided to cover your hair against everybody else in the community, or that you yourself say tilim for 2 hours a day. It's because that word self, you gave up. You gave yourself up years ago. She gave herself up. She lived for other people. We weren't zeicha. Whatever happened, unfortunately happened. But he said to her, you're worthy of a miracle. I guess the kasha, the Rebbe, don't you know Chazal say ain't samchan al anes? Saying you know the nes, like she nes. She was a miraculous person, so the Rebbe was starving and hoping that would be able to carry her through. Unfortunately, it didn't. It's time by Hashem. Look at the note on the bottom from Rav Kook. Okay, so then we move from regular Hebrew to Rav Kook Hebrew. We'll try to just get there to understand the point. Hayis Yachdus Shel Ish Miyuchad. It's very important. Hayis Yachdus, the uniqueness. Shel Ish Miyuchad. Of a particular special person, Shabodavke Yeyosa Hanes, that person, the miracle takes place through that person, the uniqueness of that person. Why is it that a miracle takes place through that person, the tzaddik, whatever? Why is that? Afapi Shabavade Hanes Kichol Pula Mikusheris and Klolus Hamitzias. The Maral talks about this in his introduction to Gevurah Hashem. There's a certain Seder to Nisim that the miracle itself is connected to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides and directs and controls all of existence. Yesotach is clearly Mesud of Aruch, like the Maral says over there, that the Nes is set and Hashem arranges that and plans that when there'll be a miracle, like Chazal tells us. And we know Yoshevam Le'esono that Kriyas Yamsuf, that the water returned, le'esono is the word, the t'nai, it returned to the original condition that it should be. It was ma'aseh b'reishis, that miracles were already woven into ma'aseh b'reishis. It's part of how Hashem runs the world. He kol mokum, nevertheless, despite the fact that miracles themselves have a seder, and Hashem has set up the creation that at this point there will be this miracle, that miracle, Hashem plotted things out. Nevertheless, mikol makom, hayis yachdus ha'ishis, as far as that individual's uniqueness, there's something remarkable about a particular individual that throughout his life or her life made certain choices to lift himself or herself to a higher madrega. Vada yesh ima devar miyuchad. Special things can be with those individuals, even though they're not on the map. In other words, even though those miracles were not put on the original, were not put on the map, these particular people are able to enter into that hanhag of miracles, even though it was not plotted out on the map. Kasher yesh no manoshim ktanim. When you have small people. How does Rav Kook define a small person? Shein tipus haklal nika behem kol iker. They don't seem to have much of an interest or connection to the klal, to the people, to the nation. Vehem einam klal ru'uyim shetal klal yodam uvehem pu'ulas aneis. They're not worthy, therefore, because of that. So you see, you could even be an ish katan, a person that's a katan that knows all of Shas. But the person is not ro'i shetal klal yodam vehem pu'ulas aneis. That cutness of being wrapped up in oneself means that you're excluded from that elite circle, from getting the stamp on your papers that says on it Nes. Shabobolik inakloli. Because the Indian of a Nes is what? With a miracle, A miracle, he says, is Bolit Inin HaKloli. A miracle are the miracles that Hashem makes for the Jewish people. Those are the miracles that are planned, Kivyachol. Miracles that are an Am Yisrael undertaking on Hashem's part. Period. Am Yisrael. Rak Bal Nefesh Gedola. Therefore, Rav Kook says, only the Bal Nefesh Gedola, a person who possesses a big soul, a Bal Nefesh, meaning he made himself into a big person. Sheyesh La Erech Klali. And a big person means that we're talking about a soul that has public value, not just personal value. But this soul has great public value. His life is of tremendous value and use to the people, to the nation, not just for himself, but with all of his tzidkas. You know, many times over the years I mentioned that the Rambam says in the Sefer Torah that you have a person that keeps all the mitzvahs of the Torah, 100%, keeps all the mitzvahs of the Torah. But the only thing is, he doesn't want to be with Jews. He can't stand Jews. He can't take it. He's tired. He's tired of the traffic and the haggling and the handling, and he can't take it. He's tired. See, he's left on himself. And he goes and he lives someplace by himself. And in that place, because obviously he doesn't have a minion. Okay, Tzilut Tzibah is not there. I said, but he goes and he lives someplace. And Stami goes to Hippas Zohar through a window somewhere. He runs away. But he lives a Jewish life. He keeps halacha. Sits and learns, tefillin, everything, pals, tefillin, mezuzah, the works, but in a cave somewhere, it doesn't have a shaykhus to the Jewish people. The Rambam says that that person is not bikurus, and there's no chelik l'olam haba. Paris medachet siva. And he says the Rambam's lashon is very beautiful, and he doesn't suffer together with them. He doesn't cry together with the Jews. I mean, the Rambam doesn't like the word cry, but he says to go through what they go through, their service. Doesn't celebrate together with other Jews. Nothing. He's off the simcha list, he's off the pogrom list, he's off all the lists. He found himself a cave, and he sits over there at Talis and Tron all day long, learning and davening. The Rambam says, he's not bikurus. Ein lo chelek lo mahava. This guy comes to the next world, he's got Bavli Yerushalmi, he's got big fat tefillin. He's got all kinds of. He's got the blue tits, the fat tones. He's got everything. He's all the guy's mamish dressed up for the party of Olam Haba, and they tell him, "You're not because you're a kafir, you're no chelik in Olam Haba. You lived away from my people. You're no shaychus to me." Olam Haba is also a miracle. What makes you think you get in if you're not part of Am Yisrael? That's not for individuals. It's not general admission. You're part of Am Yisrael. You have a shaykh, it's not Olam Haba. You're not part of Am Yisrael. You live by yourself with your Talis and Tefillin, with the Gemara. You live in a cave someplace. You want to be without Jews. Not that he goes to live in a small community, because sometimes a small community you can help a lot. And there are people who they find themselves they got themselves a little street in Flatbush or the Five Towns or a Borough Park or Muncie or somewhere, and over there they can have complete anonymity. They don't have a shaykh to other Jews. Some of you told me you bought a house in the neighborhood, and I said, oh, it's not there. I said, it's nice. What's it like over there? He said to me, I don't have a neighbor, like for half a mile. There's not. I don't know. He said something like, I don't see anybody. Got someplace near Muncie somewhere, like some new area near Muncie. He's like, and he showed me on his phone a picture of this house. It's like on a hill. And like, so if you're nature loving. But his criteria was, I don't have to see anybody. I said, so what are you going to daven? He said, the davening, he has to walk like 25 minutes. There's a shtiebel somewhere. He walks 25 minutes. He said, no, unfortunately, he has to stay with a couple of people for a little bit, and he goes home. He's done. There's something appealing about that. If you want to concentrate, whatever. Right? But the Rosh Hashanah doesn't go for such stuff. He doesn't go for that. You can live in a place like that, but then if there are other Jews that you have a shaychus to them, you talk to them, you learn with them, you help them, whatever it is. The Rambam says such a thing, it's not bikurus. Rak bal nefesh gedola sheyesh lo erech klali. Roy Julius neis nasabai. Only a person who has public value. National, I don't mean it has to be something that helps the whole army, but a person who has Erech Kloli, such a person, Roy Julius Neis Nasabai, he is worthy of a miracle taking place through him. Shekoah HaKlolius, Because this koach of Am Yisrael reveals the need that there be a change that takes place in the usual seder of things, because Am Yisrael is not meshubed to any seder, not stuck in any seder. Back at the last three lines of the page, and you do a shalishi, so yesh te bechinas, the two bechinas. The two bechinas to an Ish Yisrael. Yes, because it's not going to have to go over this. So make a simon. We'll continue here, Mr. Shah.